She's so messed up. Ken just said he has to get his mouth warmed up. Sunday.
Whoa. Don't be saying that. Relax.
And now you're going to leave that in.
Starting off hot. That's crazy okay. off the rip. Okay, but buddy. Happy Easter Sunday to everyone. Rise and shine.
Rise and grind.
Bunny hops to the mic. Right? Rise and grind. Bunny hops to the mic. We're on. As soon as I woke up, I was on, ready to go. I want to start somewhere. Because this is an exciting time of year. The Yankees have started playing well. Baseball is, you know, back in the swing of mm-hmm. things. And I want to start somewhere. Because last episode, we talked about, you know, who should be in the opening day lineup, who should be on the roster, what's going on with the bullpen. Like, there was a lot of question marks going into it. And, I don't know, I don't want to, you know, out you right here because, you know, that would make you look bad. I'd be a dick. But, like, one of us did say that Oswaldo should start on the bench and that John Birdie should start opening day. You know, I don't want to point fingers, but there was someone on this channel that
you
said
that.
So, we got to talk about this. Oswaldo Cabrera. I mean,
okay,
let's start
I'm
right
sorry.
There. Oswaldo.
I'm sorry. We both said Oswaldo should not be starting, okay? Don't put this blame on one person or the other. We both said.
I didn't. Yeah,
dude, stop.
I didn't.
Okay, so, I mean, if you're not going to be honest with the people, I mean, like, that's just, you know, that's kind
of
shitty
so,
because
both of us
said
us.
There's no way Oswaldo should be starting. He made the team because LeMayu got hurt. I mean, it's what everyone else knows, and to be fact. And, you know what? He really shut us up the first three games. And to be honest, it is only three games, but, like, he just looks like a different guy. I mean, what did I text you after his first home run? Do you remember what I texted you? Mm. What did I say?
Great two-strike
approach. No. I said the only way Oswaldo's making contact is if you throw that pitch there. That's what I said.
Oh, yeah, you said that's the only swing
that, right,
has.
And it's that low and in, like, turn on it. But then, I mean, he's
hey
getting
now,
on top
hey
of
now.
High fastballs. He's turning in his hands. Like, the pitch he hit yesterday, and I'm talking about the game-tying two-run home run, against one of the best relievers in the MLB, to the fact that he turned, you know, he got his hands inside of that ball is incredible. And, like, that is not Oswaldo Cabrera of the last, like, two years. So, I mean, this is something special. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great place to start, Kenny. And I cannot believe you tried to say that I was the one who said that, because you said John Birdie should be starting.
I didn't try
anything. No, you did. And you restarted the recording today because you said something very suspicious, okay? And then you're going to leave my weird part in the first part because that's what you do because you have editing power. But yeah, more Yankees talk.
A lot of accusations flying around. But, you know, Oswaldo, way to go, buddy. Like, he looks so happy. I don't know if you've been checking out his post-game interviews, but he's just so, you know, just glad to be in the moment.
Good for
he's,
him.
Like, praising Soto for showing him the ways. And it's the energy. The energy feels different. And I think that starts with Soto.
Yeah. Yeah, Soto's been the real catalyst of this whole thing. Like, I mean, one thing you notice is that Boone has been saying for the last, like, 3-4 years, like, oh, our guys battle, our guys approach, we fight in the box, and then they, like, you know, 1-2-3, they're gone, they take two fastballs down the middle. This year's team, through three games, I know this is such, like, fandom, you know, over-exaggeration, but this team is battling. Like, I cannot think of a bad at-bat other than Aaron Judge in the second game or the first game, which is, like, and I'm not worried about him, like, he's gonna get right. But this team is just, like, grinding down pitchers, and there's just, like, such a noticeable difference of, like, the locked-in at-bats. You go up and down the lineup. Gleyber Torres, yeah, I don't think he's gotten, like, a bullshit hit. He hasn't really gotten a hit yet. All of his at-bats have been grind-out at-bats. Austin Wells, I mean, you think he's going to be overmatched by some of these guys? No, he's grinding out eight-pitch, nine-pitch at-bats. Anthony Volpe, a guy who all you had to do was throw a slider 2 feet off the plate last year. He's holding on those pitches. He's staying within himself. You know, he's only swinging at strikes in the zone, and that's such a big difference, even if you're not hitting, because you're grinding out these pitchers to that, when they get to the top of that lineup, when they have to go through Judge and Soto, they're tired. They're the 8-9 hitters already gave them 8-10 pitch at bats. That's exactly what you need to do, and that's a big change, philosophy change, and I agree with you. It starts with Soto. It's all Soto.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, we were texting this last night. When the Yankees were down, they've been down past three games, but when they're down, they're still grinding out at-bats. So I still have that confidence that, you know, we're going to get the starting pitcher out the game in the fourth or fifth, and we're going to continue to grind, and we're going to get an opportunity to come through big in one of the opportunities late. So it's such a great feeling to have. It's not like, oh, the Yankees are down three early, this game is over, like what it was last year.
And yeah.
I'm going to throw a quick trivia at you real quick.
It's too
Top
early.
Top five players this season to have seen the most pitches.
On the Yankees in three games? I mean, come pitches. On. How is that a trivia question already? Yeah. Like, how is that even, like... All right.
Number of pitches seen by Yankees in
2024. Okay, not in order. Can I just throw out some names? Andy sure. Volpe. He's got to be on that list. Sure.
He's number one.
Wow. You know, Juan Soto has a lot of, like his outs are, like, one pitch, like, ground outs. But I think he's top five.
So...
But... You know what? I'm going to say Austin Wells.
Austin Wells is not in there because he missed the game.
Oh, true.
But his pitches seen per plate appearance is
okay. I'm going to go Soto.
Soto is number six. Just made the... Just
oh, boy.
Got cut.
Glaber? It's got to be Glaber.
Glaber's number
okay.
two.
I don't want to say Doogie. We got to talk about Doogie too. He's. I think you were right. He's kind of pressing a little bit.
Doogie isn't there.
Oh, so Doogie isn't there? Okay.
He's number five.
I don't want to say Judge. Could it be Judge? Judge did see a lot.
Judge is tied with Doogie at five.
Okay, four. Who is even in the lineup? It's not Stanton. Stanton had a lot of 1-2-3 strikeouts.
He's the guy we just started with.
Who?
Obviously. The guy we just talked about.
Who did we just talk about?
Oswaldo
Cabrera. Well, he's three?
Yeah, he's number three. He's number four.
No, Rizzo?
That's it. Four is Judge and Doogie tied at five.
See. Yeah, I mean that speaks volumes. What are the numbers from last year in terms of like pitches seen per plate appearance and like already this year? I mean we're doing a little bit of a crazy thing by talking like this already, three games into the season. Like, for all we know, next week they could lose every single game. But I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. But it is kind of hard to, you know, because a lot of Yankee fans are so excited already. Like, now it's like World Series or bust after these three games. Like, you can already feel the energy. But I think we kind of have a right to be. I mean, this lineup is the most dynamic lineup I think I've seen since 2009. Is that a overstatement?
Yeah. And we had some crazy lineups, but I don't think it's a crazy overstatement because I'm more excited the fact, not just because we're 3-0, but because of the energy, the vibe, the lineup construction, the way they're passing the baton and moving it along, the faces in the dugouts, like that's what's getting me more excited because that's something that we haven't seen in so
fucking
long.
Did you see
them
having actual fun in the dugout yesterday? After Oswaldo,
like we didn't,
dude,
see that.
It reminded me of like a high school, like me playing like in high school or something. Like Oswaldo hit that home run, he comes back and he's screaming, and they're giving him the most like awkward high fives because they're not used to it, right? They don't know how to high five correctly because you know there's so much depression and terrible baseball. But like they're all like screaming, like Soto and Cabrera, like yeah, and like Judge coming through and like giving a big old slap on the behind, you know, like just like stuff like this, like. We just were not seeing for the last like 4 or 5 years. Like, oh my God, you're having fun. And once you have fun, you know, there's already so much pressure playing in New York. So you have a little fun, you loosen up a little bit. Like, guys stop pressing, you're just playing the game. Like, that's so good for the Yankees. And that's why a hot start is so crucial because now you're buying yourself some time. Like, okay, Oswaldo Cabrera can go 0-for next week, but like, he's already in Yankee fans' minds, he's already earned it. He just beat the Astros. You know, not single-handedly, but with Soto, he just beat the Astros. So, like, that having fun element and staying relaxed is so important. And I think that's what Booney's been kind of looking for in the clubhouse for so long. And, again, only three games, but, you know, that's a big thing. And also...
And this is all happening.
No, yeah, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, you touched on this, but this is all happening with Judge doing jack shit. Like, we know he's going to heat up, right? Like, we know he can carry an offense by himself. And when that comes, like, he obviously missed a lot of time in spring training.
That's not why.
He got 10 at-bats in the last week or so. He's going to heat up. He's going to be fine. His timing looks off right now, whatever. Like, when he gets hot, boy, watch out. Like, this shit's going to go
You know,
crazy.
I was actually, like, I've never done this in my life, but yesterday I yelled at the TV. I'm like, oh, great, Judge is up. Because, like, I know his timing is off. So, like, I'm very, you know, quick with my...
It's like a first pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like very quick with my emotions. Obviously, I loved Aaron Judge. Like, he's obviously one of my favorite players of all time. But, like, I found myself, like, in his, like, fourth at bat, I'm like, oh, God, like, here we go. And, like, yeah, like, he double play first pitch. But, like,
it's like when Stanton's
Yeah. Well, not that bad. Not that bad. One thing I want to say about Soto, like, I know we're,
who has a home run?
Yeah, he had a meaningless home run. Like, great.
Yeah. One thing about Soto, yeah, go on.
His at-bats are, like, some of the most entertaining at-bats I've ever watched before. And I've watched baseball my entire life. I've known about Soto's, you know, antics in the box. But seeing it in person and, like, seeing it every day is, like, actually, like, must-see TV. I think yesterday, I was glued to the TV, and I had to get water. I didn't drink water in like 3 hours. I'm not starving. I have a quench. My mouth is dry. I need water, but I just cannot move. I cannot not watch Soto. And Soto does a thing where, like, there was that point where Hunter Brown threw a pitch that was, like, kind of in the zone, but, like, it was, like, a strike three pitch, and the ump doesn't call it. And Hunter Brown starts, like, fake walking off the mound, and Soto goes like this at him, like, nope. Nope. He goes, no. Like, he's shaking his head nope at him. Like, just staring right directly at him. Like, dude, that's such, like, just drop your, like, you know, horse dick on,
You know, he makes taking pitches look so cool. Like, we have, like, that's not something you say every day in a baseball conversation. Like, he's just, like, fucking in there. You know, he doesn't give a pitch away is really a great, you know, way to describe how he
and it's not just the shuffle, it's like the head shakes at the pitcher, and like pitcher makes a good pitch, he's like, oh, nice pitch, like he'll give him a little head shake, like it's just so, oh, are you wearing no pants? Oh geez, okay, no one needs to see that much skin this early in the morning, buddy, sit down, that looks painful. Okay, all right, that's enough. I think sorry, I'm distracted now.
Watch out,
so distracted.
What?
I like those glasses. Where'd you get those glasses? They're very cool.
I've always had these glasses. Thanks.
How much were they?
It's Soto glasses.
Soto glasses?
No, I've always really? Had these. I've always had these.
Hmm. But yeah, I just love his little antics in the box. It's not just the shuffling, like the staring down the pitcher or the, oh, nice pitch. Like he's just so not scared of these pitchers. And some of these pitchers are like great. He just does not care. Like he...
And where they do make a good pitch,
exactly.
Not
back like
at them, like, oh, I see you. That's what you got.
Like,
okay.
That's your best pitch. Okay, cool. Like, I'll foul that off. I'll put that in play. His ability to get on top of the baseball is just something incredible too. Like his homer yesterday is like 3-4 inches off the plate and up. How do you get a barrel to that? Mm-hmm. Like, how in the world is he barreling that ball? And he might not even like
the double in game two. He literally like half swung, poked it to left field off the wall.
Yeah.
There's some insane, like he can pull a ball 480, and he could also just go oppo like without his legs. And
he's just so,
I don't know.
His hand-eye coordination probably off the charts. Most MLB players probably, but like
probably on my level, low key.
On your level,
he's here with me.
It's just incredible how he gets to the baseball, and he's like I've never seen anything like it. And you know, maybe I'm just thirst for baseball here, but wow. Okay, that was our offense talk. Kind of just like helter-skelter.
Wait, Doogie.
Yeah, Doogie's pressing a little bit. You can tell. He's like, I feel like there's pitches he's taking that it's like, why are you taking that? And he's swinging at pitches, why are you swinging at that? Like, and I know he's better than that. Speaking of Doogie, though, he's had like 4 or 5 like almost highlight ESPN SportsCenter top 10 plays, but he's just, and I don't blame him. Mm-hmm. It's like every time it's just out of his reach, every single time.
Yeah, he had one really nice catch going backwards. And those catches, he makes it look easy. But I was looking at Savant, like, those are, like, 15% catch probabilities.
Yeah.
Like, those get in the gap. Like, if you remember Jake Bowers just tumbling out there? Like, bro, this is a different
I saw Jake
team.
Bowers make an error at first base of the Brewers. And they're like, Jake Bowers isn't able to scoop that one. I'm like, yeah, he's not a first baseman. Like, so...
He's also not a left fielder, guys.
He's a DH, like, let's be honest.
Cannot play.
Yeah, and that's one another thing. They said a lot about Soto.
Or like Franchi Cordero, like tumbling around. Like, bro, this is a different
team.
They
said a lot about Soto and Verdugo's defense. Like, oh, they're not really defense. It's just so glaring of how poor the outfielders we had in the last couple of years are that
We didn't have traditional
outfielders. Yeah, these are supposed to be like middle of the range defensive players. I don't believe that. I think Verdugo and Soto are good defensive players. I mean, Soto just doing obviously a little bit of everything. Throwing a runner out at home plate is like, I couldn't believe real life. Like, I if this was last year's team, he's safe at the plate, right? And Clay Holmes is a whole other can of worms that I don't know if we want to open up about. But their defense has really, really, really impressed me. And I kind of never believed it when they said, oh, Soto, like, can't play defense, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that. Like, outfield yeah, like, defense. I'm sure he can play outfield defense just fine. Like, I don't know why. I never really believed that, like, storyline about him, you know?
Yeah. His numbers don't like him, like, the analytics. But the analytics are stupid when it comes to fielding. It's tough to, you know, because he has the intangibles. He has a strong arm. I think he threw that ball, like, 88. And that's a pretty good arm. He's not rangy, but he takes good routes and he's like a solid defender. I think he's a middle of the pack defender. That makes it seem like he's a really good defender watching what we had in the outfield.
No, but not only that, I think he has gotten like better from what they said. He said he worked on his defense a lot in the off season, right? And I mean, it's very simple stuff, like first step back, like, you know, like keeping the ball in front of you, making an efficient route. It's not that hard to be good at defense. It really isn't. And so I think Soto's impressed me so far. What do you think about Judge and center? Anything on Judge and center?
Judge and center is fine. I think he looks more comfortable than he has in the past in center field.
Yeah.
I think he's comfortable there. Like, that's his position now. He doesn't look like a guy who's, you know, going over to center field because of an injury. Like, he looks like he's a guy at his own position.
Yeah.
Which is nice to say. But Grisham in center, hold on.
He looks smooth. Yesterday, nice. What did you say about the comparison to Trent Grisham?
Oh, I said he looks like Robinson Cano playing second base, but in center field. Like, that smoothness. There was a catch out there where he just, like, nonchalantly caught it, like, at his hip and, like, dropped his glove down.
He caught it, and as soon as he caught it, he dropped it out of his glove and caught it with his bare hand and, like, flicked it. That's a little scary for me. Like, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I don't know how he plays center field, right? So watching that for the first time, it's kind of scary. Your heart kind of drops. But
he caught it like here. You know, sometimes center fielders catch it like here, like just to show you how easy it is for them. He's that guy. Like, you know, he's that guy.
And Bader used to be like two hands above his head.
Yeah.
Like, closed
like
glove.
Weight behind the ball, like ready to throw it in. You know, Trent Grisham, not that guy, but that's okay. You want to
make the catch?
You want to move over to pitching. I'm going to try to see. I'm going to scroll through our text messages because we have so many text messages of things I've said that we've all said during the games. You want to talk about your guy Stroman a little bit?
My guy Stroman, bro. He gutted his way through. I think the three starting pitchers, this is a tale of not having your A-plus stuff and bending early but not breaking. And they all, three of them, Nestor, Rodon, and Stroman, they all... you know, wiggled their way through jams. They put their foot down when they needed to head down, and they kind of just navigated enough to keep the Yankees in the game. And I think all three of them, Stroman had the best start by far, going six innings, over 100 pitches in his first start, something I asked for.
No, strange, though. You asked for that?
I said they all should be ready to go 100 pitches if they're good.
Oh, right. And,
but no, Stroman, Rodon, they all like, you know, they're sweating their balls off. Their fucking jerseys are dark gray now, and they got through it. They got through exactly what they needed because they gave the Yankees a chance to win.
Yeah, the jerseys are a big problem. They're gonna have to do something about it because, I mean, I guess something we didn't realize before, but these guys are really working out there. Like, they probably 2 hours before the game, they start working out. They're doing band work. They're doing sprints. They probably throw, 30, 40 pitches before the game. They rest. They do more sprints. Like, and then when they get up there, they're, like, obviously really full effort. And those other jerseys were thick enough to not show it. But now you're seeing, like, those guys are really, really working out there. And they got to change the jerseys. I'm sorry. Ashley Rodon on Twitter was talking about them too. She's a funny follow. She's Rodon's wife, obviously. I want to talk a little about Rodon.
We had some good
texts. Yeah, I'm not Rodon, convinced.
If you can find it.
I'm not convinced on Rodon yet. But what I did see, I like. It's promising, okay? But I think Rodon there's all this talk about how he has a new pitch, he has a curveball. He needs a changeup, right? I mean, his fastball is too good, but eventually these hitters are catching up to it, right? Like, there's only so many times you can throw a 97 fastball up in the zone to get a strikeout. Like, you need a different look, because every time, and when he doesn't have his slider command, which is honestly from what I've seen on him on the Yankees, it's quite frequent. He doesn't have it, so then you become a one threat. You have one threat, which is the fastball, and they're going to catch up. I don't care if you throw 100 miles an hour; MLB hitters are going to catch up to it. So I really think he needs some kind of split action, some changeup action, something that looks like the fastball but is slower, and that he can throw for relatively can throw for a strike, because I don't think he's going to get through this season with just those two pitches anymore, because he doesn't throw 100 anymore. He throws 96, 97. So I don't know. What are your thoughts on Rodon?
Yeah. So here's where I'm at. Rodon's obviously my guy. I think as a first start, I think he passing grade. Because
B minus.
Because what we saw last year was a guy with no changeup, as you said, but his fastball was 93, 94, and you know, he like just did not have that giddy up on his fastball. And this year, his fastball is different. He was definitely, all over the place a little early, mm-hmm. but he was starting to dot the corners and edges later in the game with 98, which is really good. And obviously, you can't just rely on 98. His slider was all over the place as well. But when he located slider like that at bat, yeah. Tucker, there are some nasty pitches in there that I saw glimpses of hope. I feel better about him going now than I did going into the start. I don't know if he exactly needs a changeup, because I've seen Rodon at his best where he's a Cy Young caliber player or pitcher without the changeup. Mm-hmm. But obviously it'll help. Maybe if he just had a changeup that he threw, like even in the dirt, like just put it in the hitter's mind that he has something else, that might help. But obviously that's not a terrible start. 4.1, one earned run. A lot of hard contact, but a lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's why I'm not as high on it, because there's a lot of like hard line drives, right at guys in the outfield. But like, you gotta take positives. I mean, one earned run, four innings. Like I don't hate that. I think he got lucky a bunch of times. But yeah, I want to see him. I want to see a start where he can locate both of his pitches relatively well. Because then that's like the full potential.
That'll be
but
the start.
The
he
whole
goes
issue
seven
is what I've runs. Heard from a lot of MLB pitchers is like, you only ever have your good stuff and your good command maybe 5 out of the 30 starts, right? So the other times you have to piece it together. So how in the world are you going to piece it together if one of your two pitches doesn't work, you know?
That's why he bought him the cutter, curveball. He's got it. He has a changeup. I don't know why he doesn't.
He doesn't trust it. He obviously doesn't trust it.
He's got to throw it, because I've seen good changeups from him too. Like if you go to Baseball Savant, just do Carlos Rodon changeups. Like some of those pitches are gross. Where is that? I don't know. He has it there somewhere. He's thrown it in the past, and he's got Andy Pettit to pick his brain about.
Yeah, but today is Clarky Day. Clark Schmidt, obviously great.
Yeah. Is the lineup out?
I don't know. Obviously, great year.
Oh, it just came out.
What is it? Stanton in there?
Wow. See, this is another talking point, boys.
What is it?
This is another talking point, because Oswaldo is back in there, Glaber's back in there, and John Birdie is nowhere.
Well,
to be
why
seen.
Would you? I mean, this makes sense, right? You play the hot hand. I mean, this is something we've asked for forever. Like the Yankees of 2 years ago would put, oh, John Birdie's a more experienced.
Last
no,
year.
you gotta play out these hot streaks, right? You don't want to.
I thought this was a key lineup for me, because last year, as you said, they went 3 in Houston to start a series. You know they're resting guys game 4 to see if they can sneak a win in. And to give their guys rest, but all their guys are in there.
Yeah,
this is it. And Torres being in there yesterday after a hit by pitch.
And yeah,
like there's a different
and
energy.
Sorry, back to the pitching. And the one thing I'm surprised at is they're letting these guys go 100 pitches in their first outing. That's something I was even a little like I like that, where you're like trying to make a difference. Maybe this is the internal audit. maybe this is the internal audit, right? Maybe this is what this means. I mean, do you think they're just like listening to like John Boy Media, like Jimmy, and like this is, they're just doing all the things that Jimmy O'Brien is asking for the last like 3 years, to be honest. Like lefty hitting, that's what he said. Leaving in pitchers, not making decisions, like, you know, resting your guys.
Traditional outfielders.
I mean, it's not complicated stuff. Jeez, don't look at the hair. Oh my God, that's why I have the hat on. And yeah, the letting the pitchers go. I'm almost even a little like, whoa, guys, like, let's relax. It's the first start of the year. Like, letting them go 100 pitches. I thought they were like sitting 85, like max. So to see Strom go out there in the sixth inning, I was like, really? And they let him face Alvarez. You know, they let him face Yordan for the third time with runners on. I was like, that's kind of scary. But I mean, it worked out, so you know, you can't complain. Yeah, you got anything on Clarkie?
What do I got on Clarkie? I do expect him to have a better season than last year, obviously, and I want him to improve. I want to see how he does against the lefties, Tucker, Alvarez. I want to see where that cutter is at this year. I think he's going to give us a solid start. Probably like a 4 or 5 inning start of 1 to 2 run ball.
That's a great start.
Do you think the Yankees sweeping?
I don't know. I mean, that would really be something. There's a lot of talk about the Astros at home not being able to get it done. If you guys watch the, you know, our Instagram, I've already said it on there in my little post game recaps, but.
I was
too tired. This is like, there's nothing I like more in the world than the Yankees beating up on the Houston Astros, especially when the Houston Astros are making a fool of themselves and kicking the ball around and striking out, popping up. Like, this is just like, this is what I've been wanting for years now. So yeah, go and fucking sweep them. Like, that would be the biggest statement that the Yankees have made since 2009 winning the World Series. Going into Houston and sweeping in the first series, a 4-game sweep. I mean, let's go Clarkie. And let's go Yankees lineup. You know what I want to see? Here's my ask, because I got to head out to, even though I'm Jewish, I have to go to Easter brunch. Not have to, willing, nice family time. I want to see Giancarlo Stanton. I want to see him put together an at-bat. Because obviously he has that home run, but that was like 3-0, like get me over curveball, like bam kind of thing. I want to see, and the other at bats he's had has been like 1-2-3, and he's just swinging at the same sliders out of the zone. Like, come on, Stanton, like let's see like a competitive professional at bat. Okay, you have to, and I kind of like how you know, he's not protection for Judge. I know that's kind of a, you might not like that I said that, but I don't know. Like, he doesn't look that good so far. Like, obviously that one home run's nice, but like his other at bats look kind of like shit. So let's see Stanton have like a good 8-pitch at bat. Stay in the zone, and like let's get like a couple base hits, Stanton. Like, I don't want him to be like the one homer like every like 2 weeks kind of guy. Like, that's he can be better than that, right? So
if I was his coach, I would force him to do a Soto shuffle every
time. Soto shuffle.
That might get him.
No, you know what might.
Like, get down in your knees, get down in your legs, and just fucking stare at the pitch.
You do it again. You get on your knees and stare up at the pitcher. Like, dude, you really, like, you're on some shit.
I said, get down in your
no,
legs.
No, you said
like,
knees. Jeez, can't edit that one out. Well, actually, you can, but I'm going to make a great point now so that you can. Have you noticed?
Bullpen's been great,
it has
way.
Been. I'll get there. Have you noticed Stanton's batting stance is different again from spring training? It's different. He's lower in his knees. He's not as upright. Dude, he changed his swing again.
I think this is more of a...
No. He did. He changed his swing again. Ken, watch him today.
Turning
watch him today.
Eye.
In spring training, he was upright in spring training. Now his knees bent. Like, dude, he might be mental case number 5 on the Yankees now. Actually, wait.
No, he's not. Let's see. We lost a lot of
labor,
mental cases.
100%. We did. Glaber's... Verdugo is 100%.
New Glaber, bro.
Verdugo, Glaber, Stanton.
No, whoa. Negativity.
Oswaldo Cabrera in the past, right. Yeah. I'm just saying. Stanton needs to just pick a swing, stay with the swing. Like, please. Bullpen
so,
talk?
Just really quick on the bullpen, because the bullpen's been absolutely
except for
nails. 11.2 innings, no runs. But we don't have to talk about that right now, even though you know I want to. We'll go over to the Astros side. They were rated as number one bullpen, yada, 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 adding Josh Hader. Oh, boy, bringing Presley to the eighth, blah, blah, blah. They fucking, the difference in this series so far, obviously Oswaldo. But who's Oswaldo doing this damage to? It's the difference in the bullpens, bro. 11, they both have thrown 11 innings, around 11 innings, and one's given up zero. Fucking Ham Dog, he's going crazy, 98 painting. And you got, on the other side, the Astros, 11 innings, like four or five runs. There's your ball games, boys. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, I did not. We both didn't know what we had in our bullpen exactly. You know, Victor Gonzalez looked a little shaky in his outing. Clay Holmes looked a little shaky in his first outing. But overall, this bullpen, again, Matt Blake strikes
it. Yeah, I mean, you got to give all your credit to Matt Blake. I mean, he just turns out these bullpens like it's none of his business. I mean, yeah, Hamilton. Hot take. I think Hamilton will be closing by the end of the year.
Too hot.
I mean, I'm just saying, Clay Holmes, man, he's electric stuff, but he's so scary as a closer because, Hamilton, like, he's consistent. Like, I don't usually see, like, him not being able to throw strikes. Like, Clay Holmes, in the biggest inning in the world, can be 1-2-3 pitches, or he can, like, literally not be able to throw anywhere near the zone. Like, and that's a terrifying thing about Clay Holmes. Like, you kind of, I feel like it's kind of like, you know, eating like a McDonald's, like a dirty McDonald's. Like, you could have a great meal there and feel great after, but you risk salmonella. Like, you risk just like a terrible stomach ache, right? And we're going to Thailand this summer. It's the same thing. We're going to be eating a lot of street food there, and you never know. You could be, you know, married to the toilet for 2 days, or you could have the best meal of your life there. So it's really just like a toss up, and that's what Clay Holmes is.
If I were to bet, I think I bet on you to.
Well, I'm going to go to the doctor and get anti, you know, anti sick pills. So
also, I've been saying this like before. Clay Holmes became
Yankee
closer. There's a discussion about who should be the next Yankee closer, blah, blah, blah. I kind of put my vote in for Johnny Lasagna.
Yeah,
but, you know, obviously they're going a different direction with him this year because two-inning guy, multi-inning guy, Michael King, whatever. But so Johnny Lasagna is a guy that has, you know, the nutsack.
Yeah, no, he does.
Oh, shit.
Okay, it's okay. That wasn't that bad.
No, come on. That came out better than...
It came out? Of where?
My other comments. Oh.
No, but Johnny Lasagna, I don't know why they're doing the two-inning thing. I think there's something in the analytics that says, like, having a reliever that goes two innings is more valuable than having that guy, like, close for one inning or...
Let him
know. I kind of agree. Like, I think Lasagna should kind of... I think Lasagna or Hammy should be the closer, to be honest. Like, I don't know. I don't trust Clay Holmes at all.
I'm not
like, World Series Game 7, who do you want in that inning? Like, I'd rather have Hamilton.
Lasagna.
Or Lasagna. Lasagna's also lost it, like, a decent amount of times, too.
No,
he can flatten out
hit around
because his stuff can flatten out. Clay Holmes' stuff doesn't flatten out. It's just he can't locate it.
Yes, but it could also, you know,
Remember we saw him where he hit Mike Trout, he hit Ohtani. Remember that we went to the Angels game? He hit hit one. Like, dude, like, he's so off sometimes. Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, yeah. Any last words?
No, I'm so pumped about this year. I'm so pumped about this year. We got to set up our player of the game pick bracket and post it on Instagram so the people know what we're working with here. But yeah, this is the best start I could have possibly asked for, and it is above and beyond my wildest expectations for this team already. And it's three games in.
Yep.
So.
Well said. You have first pick today?
I haven't picked Soto yet, but it's against a lefty. You know what? Like, this is Judge's time to break out. Let's go, Aaron Judge. Okay. I didn't pick Soto in the opening series. Wow.
No, they're facing a righty.
Oh, JP France. Oh, I thought JP France was okay. Are you sure? Isn't he a lefty?
No, he's a righty. He's got weird glasses. Throws like
no. I know his face.
Pretty good rookie last year.
Okay, I'll go Soto then. How could you not?
Lame.
I hit my pick Oswaldo yesterday.
Lame. I'm going to go...
Go Clark.
I'm going to go...
okay. All right.
Not so high velo. He's going to get a fastball in there.
Okay.
On the train
okay.
tracks.
I think you give me my Oswaldo pick though. You have to. I want you to write it down in your spreadsheet and not like, oh, we start next week. We start next week. What a pick! That's a 3-pointer. That's a 3-pointer. Mm-hmm. That's Steph Curry.
We never discussed. Dude, I'm going to court with
you.
That
know
one.
He's not a tier two. Like, let's be honest. Stop. Okay. Stop. You know that's
like starting lineup. Like all our starting guys.
Unwildly fair. Unwildly fair. Unfair. Wait, what? Unwildly unfair.
All right. I'm going to catch you guys next week.
See you later.
Peace out, boys.